the Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Renee joins us today for Am I Wrong. Good morning, Renee.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Renee.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm okay. I guess okay. I'm just trying to find out if I'm wrong.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
What's happening?
Well, I have a son. He is 17 years old.
You're wrong. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
For the most part, he's a really great kid.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So he has a girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Which we used to really like.
Oh, okay.
But recently, he has been receiving texts from her, and I'm also sure in person, has been convinced that he does not need to go to college.
Oh, his girlfriend's telling him not to go to college.
Yeah, that's a huge, huge thing in our family.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you know that she's texting him those things?
Well, I have a text tracker on his phone, like any good parent should.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, what?
And I'm not in it every day.
She has a text tracker, Megan, so when he gets text messages, she can read them. I have the same thing
on
your phone.
On a 17-year-old's phone?
Yeah, it's fine. I have it on your phone, too.
Okay.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't use it every day, but I think that I had kind of picked up on some vibes that she had been giving.
Yeah.
So I checked it, just to be honest.
Right.
And she said something to the fact of, like, just man up, tell your parents you don't want to go to college.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a bit of an issue.
All right.
So you're convinced that she's, like, trying to make him not go?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, she's got to get out of the pig. You got to get rid of her somehow. She's bad news.
But maybe he just doesn't want to go, and she's just, like, supporting he thinks.
Oh, maybe, but then that's still bad news. Did you talk to your son about this? What did he say?
I have not.
Okay, all right. Well, let's call him.
I mean, I've brought up before, you know, this issue, but he doesn't know how much I know.
And he doesn't, like, know that you look at his texts, right?
No, I mean, I feel like at some point I let him know when he was younger that I had the tracker.
No.
Yeah, no.
All right, well, this should be fun. Let's call him.
This should be really fun.
Find out what's going on.
Hello?
Eric.
Yes, speaking.
Oh, hi, Eric. How are you? Good morning. My name is Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Eric.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE.
Okay. What's up?
Well, your mom called.
She did what?
Your mom called us. She's on the phone with us, too.
Yeah, she's here.
Say hi, Mom.
Hi.
Why, Mom? What's going on?
Well, I just, you know, we've had this college discussion a few times before, and I just need you to know how important it is that you go, and I have to confess that I know that your girlfriend hasn't been the most supportive girl in the world about it.
What are you talking about?
I know she's trying to convince you to not go to college. Like, I read it with my eyes. I know that she's probably verbally telling you this, but I know she's sending you those texts.
You read it? How did you read it?
Well, this was against, you know, this was, I needed to be able to trust you, and for the most part I did, but I have a phone text tracker.
You have a what?
It's like a text tracker for you, and I don't read all of your text messages, but when necessary, I can go in and I can read your messages.
Oh, my God. Mom, why would you do that? This is such a breach of my trust.
No, it's not. I'm your mother, and I pay for the phone. But
I'm just
completely
mortified. Mom, no, this is it's my life, and it's my choice to go to or to not go to college. And why would you call the radio and tell me all of this over the radio?
Okay. Hang on. Eric, I understand you have a lot of questions.
Yeah, of course you do.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, we need you guys to hang on one second. Can you guys hang on one second?
Sure.
Yeah, okay, good. Don't go anywhere. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. We'll be right back. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. Eric and Renee are here. Renee called up because her son, Eric, is 17 and has a girlfriend who is horrible. Right, Renee?
I might have... Not horrible.
Right.
I do not agree with her values.
Right. She's convincing your son not to go to college. Eric, why is she convincing you not to go to college? Does she just like dumb guys?
Yeah. Really, the major thing is that my mother has hacked my phone and is reading my text messages, and that's such a breach of trust. That's such a more major issue to me right now.
Yeah, that's
I understand that.
That's also the other thing we learned.
Right.
Was that Renee...
Reading his text messages.
Renee, how long have you been tracking your son's text messages?
Oh, my God. Since he was 14 years old.
Oh,
oh.
Yikes.
What?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Hang on.
Oh, no.
He's thinking, oh, my God, who did I send what pictures to?
That is horrible.
Hang on one second. Don't go anywhere. We have some people that want to comment. By the way, don't forget, we have a brand new phone number, 833-685-9595. 95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station. It's the Big 8 Morning Mass. Thanks for joining us today. Folks, we appreciate it. We got a mom on the line, and she's been tracking her son's text messages for years now. And she's finally concerned because his girlfriend is convincing him not to go to college. Well, we just confronted him on the air, and he was like, whoa, 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 you've been tracking my text messages for 3 years?
I didn't know that was a thing that you could do.
Oh, yeah. You have to do it.
You're like, I'll be doing that with my children one day.
You know what happened is, for some reason, because my son's like 11 or 12, and he has a bunch of friends who, I don't know why, but they text each other. I don't know how. I guess
does he have
phones.
A phone?
I mean, my son does. We have like a communal phone.
Okay.
But all these other kids apparently have their own phones.
Have their own phones.
And I got on the text message because my phone's linked to my son's phone.
Okay.
So I'll be like, and they just start texting about video games and whatnot.
Right.
And it's all like a waste of Wi-Fi, basically, is what it is. But I'm just like, oh, my God. And I told my wife about it. I go, I have to get off the thing. She's like, oh, no, you don't. You stay on there and you let me know what those kids are saying.
Is there a line where you get off there? Like, I get, because he's only, what did you say, 11?
He's 11.
Yeah, so that's young. But, like, is there a point in time when they hit high school? Because, I mean, I have.
No, that's when it really gets interesting.
But I know that. But I'm saying, like, shouldn't there be a line where you shouldn't look at your kid's stuff anymore? Or no? I mean, I had a cell phone when I was in high school, but I didn't. It was texting was not as much as it is
right
now. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I like talked on the phone.
How
more.
Old are you?
31.
Okay. See, but I still read your text messages. So
shut up.
I mean, I would say I would read them, you know, until forever.
You're not going to read anything of mine ever. But I just can't imagine wanting to look at my like high school child, 17-year-old's. My parents would have never done that.
That's like the best stuff to read. Our IT guy, I talk to him all the time because he has daughters. And I said, well, you're an IT guy, so clearly you know everything that's happening. And he's like, oh, yeah. He goes, once a month, I go in there, I grab their computers, I download everything, their cell phones. He's like, they know. They clearly understand what I do for a living.
Oh, my God. That is horrible.
Well, it's true, though.
He has to just do everything in person, apparently. Yeah, he can't talk about it.
He's basically like a spy.
Yeah.
Julia, good morning. Hey, Julia, how are you?
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, great. What did you want to say about this scenario?
I think he should know that his mom's honestly, like, listening to all his text messages and voicemails and whatnot. I don't think that's a surprise in this day and age. And two, my parents convinced me to go to college for 2 years, and I ended up joining the military. Been in 8 years, and I love it.
Oh, really? Oh, good.
That's good.
Yeah, that's
you
awesome.
Figured
yeah,
it out.
I think he should make his own decision and not let some girl who he's probably known for like 3 years make his decision for him.
Right.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. So you're saying you're siding with the mother on checking the texts, but you're siding on the son on deciding his own future.
No. Well, I'm siding on the fact that he should know that his mom's been listening in.
Yeah,
why,
though?
Why should he know that?
Because because that's what moms do.
Technology. Yeah.
Okay.
It's your parental
responsibility. Is that what moms do? I mean, I'm really literally asking, like, is that what moms do? They, like, everybody looks at their kids' texts.
Well, I mean, moms who love their children do it.
They won't admit it if they do.
Right. 833-685-9595.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.